Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A Saginaw man accused in a deadly shooting outside of the Hoyt Library is now on trial. Derek Grant, age 38, faces charges including open murder and a felony firearm charge in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the incident stemmed from a family-related argument that turned violent outside of the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the shooting and has remained in the Saginaw County Jail without bond since his arrest. And another local and regional news for today. The city of Bad Axe is reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage, and has opened public discussion on several key considerations. City officials debated whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or if it should be limited to outdoor installation, with added questions about whether outdoor wiring should be required to run through underground conduits for safety. The council agreed that solar panels should be installed at least 3 feet off the roof to allow for firefighter access, and that visibility of solar and battery installations should be minimized from the street to preserve neighborhood aesthetics. To manage safety and accountability, members discussed maintaining a retainer on file for each system, ensuring that the homeowner is responsible for upkeep and maintenance. If the home is sold, the responsibility and the retainer would transfer to the new owner, allowing the city to keep track of solar installations and enforce maintenance standards. Additionally, the city noted that there is a need for a separate ordinance on short-term house rentals, citing overlapping concerns about safety, accountability, and tracking property changes. City officials will consult with their attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Departments for further guidance before drafting any ordinances. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A federal judge in Boston seems skeptical of the Trump administration's plan to stop funding the SNAP food aid program amid the government shutdown. The hearing on Thursday in front of U.S. District Judge Indira Telwani came 2 days before the day that the U.S. Department of Agriculture planned to stop replenishing accounts in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Telwani says she expects to issue her ruling later on Thursday. SNAP is used by 1 in 8 Americans to buy groceries and is a major piece of the nation's social safety net. Democratic state officials have challenged the Trump administration's plan to freeze SNAP payments starting on November the 1st, saying the federal government has a legal obligation to keep providing the assistance. And another national and international news. The Trump administration is restricting the number of refugees admitted annually to the United States to 7,500, and most of those will be white South Africans. It's a dramatic drop after the U.S. previously allowed in hundreds of thousands of people fleeing war and persecution from around the world. The administration published the news in a notice on the Federal Register on Thursday. No reason was given for that particular number, which is a dramatic decrease from last year's ceiling of 125,000 set under the Biden administration. The memo stated that the admission of the 7,500 refugees during the 2026 budget year is, quote, justified by humanitarian concerns or otherwise in the national interest. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, October the 30th of 2025. Judy Marie Ewald, age 73 of Elkton, passed away on October the 29th of 2025. Funeral services for Judy Marie Ewald will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, November the 3rd at the St. Paul Methodist Church of Elkton, with visitation from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November the 2nd, at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and again from 10 a.m. until the time of services at the church on Monday. Burial will be at the Riverside Cemetery in Elkton, and memorials may be made to the St. Paul Methodist Church. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share their memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.